Hello and welcome to this daily devotional podcast presented by Concord United Methodist Church. We hope that you'll find this time of scripture, reflection, and prayer a refreshing part of your daily walk with God. This series of devotionals follows our daily Bible reading plan, which coincides with our current sermon series, First, Putting Your Treasure Where Your Heart Is. You can find the scripture readings for today by downloading our daily Bible reading plan. You can find that plan at concordunited.org/Bible. Finally, we invite you to share this podcast with family, friends, or anyone who might benefit from it. Today's devotional was written and presented by Roxana Jones. The scripture is Psalm 81.
In 1980, a film came out that was the precursor to what we today call a chick flick. Somewhere in Time starred Superman fame Christopher Reeves and a young Jane Seymour. The movie was set at the Grand Hotel in Mackinac Island, Michigan, and one could easily make a case that the hotel was the real star of the movie. Some years later, two friends and I embarked on a rambling vacation into the upper part of the United States, and after several days we found ourselves on the porch of the Grand Hotel at Mackinac. The hotel had certainly earned the name Grand, and it had earned its 5-star rating. Tourists from around the world were walking around with eyes bulging and mouths open, marveling at the opulence of the national landmark. My friend and I arrived just as the staff of the Grand was setting up the main dining room for the noon meal. We watched as tables were set with fine china, cut crystal glassware, live flowers, pressed tablecloths, and shining silver. This kid from the mountains of Kentucky was in high cotton. Oh, how I wanted to dine there. It would be a once-in-a-lifetime experience, but my two friends were not game. Let's just say they put the frug in frugal and weren't about to shell out the money. I was not to be deterred, and won them over with it when I blurted, "My treat." I soon learned the meaning of the expression, "pretty penny." But how many times will you find yourself faced with such a delicious possibility? So, on that sunny day in the summer, this mountain kid sat down at the table and made memories. The scripture for reading for today's devotion is Psalm 81. This psalm was written specifically to be used in the fall festival known as the Festival of Booths, also known as the Festival of Tabernacles. It's a festival decreed by God as a reminder for the Jewish people to celebrate what God had done for them in Egypt and how he had protected and sustained them through their 40 years in the wilderness. God's children slept in primitive tents and looked up at the stars as they dreamed and prepared for life in the Promised Land. And though they were at times disobedient and filled with arrogant self-will, God remained true and had longed for their company. He'd been with them and had lavished them with protection, care, and deliverance. He'd wanted to fill their growling stomachs as they struggled in the desert. The psalm ends imploring the people to follow the one who'd been so faithful and by promising them a meal of fresh baked bread lathered in honey. God's finest wheat, God's miraculous honey from a rock. In the 7th chapter of John, we read about Jesus attending the Festival of Booths at Jerusalem. The gospel writer is very specific and makes a point to tell us of Jesus' presence on the last day of the festival. During the 7 days of the festival, the high priest had paraded down the street amid great fanfare and filled a golden pitcher with what was called living water from the Pool of Siloam. The water would be used for a water libation ceremony on the final day of the festival. After all the days of celebration, it was finally time. The priest would process around the high altar 7 times, carrying the golden pitcher filled with the living water. As he processed, the people would chant fervent prayers asking God for living water for their next year's crops. The prayers would grow louder and louder until they reached a thunderous crescendo, and as the roar reached a deafening pitch, the priest stopped at the altar. Filling a silver bowl with water, a hush would descend, and then the priest would pour out the living water onto the sacrificial pyre. It was at this moment that Jesus stood and shouted, "If any of you is thirsty, come to me and drink. If you believe in me, the Hebrew scriptures say that rivers of living water will flow from within you." Talk about quenching a desert parched thirst. Oh, how God wanted to bless them. Oh, how God wants to bless us. Finest wheat, honey from the rock, and living water. Now that's fine dining, better than a 5-star restaurant. He offers an invitation to dine each day, and he longs to set the table. I dare say it would make the experience at the Grand Hotel look like a run through the drive at McDonald's. So come on, the table is set, and it's time to eat. Let's pray. Father, you have blessed us over and over and over. Forgive us when we have arrogantly chosen our way when yours is so much better. Help us, Papa, this day to see you more clearly, to love you more dearly, to follow you more nearly. We praise you for our deliverance from the captivity of sin, and we give thanks that you are with us when we are lost in the wilderness of life. Give us a ravenous hunger for the one who is the bread of life and who is the source of living water. Amen.
Thank you for listening to today's Daily Devotional. This podcast is a ministry of Concord United Methodist Church. For more information about our church, including worship times, mission opportunities, and study groups, please visit our website at concordunited.org. We also invite you to visit our YouTube channel, where you can see past worship services, including the current sermon series, First, Putting Your Treasure Where Your Heart Is. Finally, we would be honored if you gave this podcast a positive rating so that others can find it and benefit from it.